The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, everybody. Hey, got a quick announcement here. Monday Night Football. We're going to start Aaron World Cup Finals. We'll start with Brazil in 1950. At the Casa Pink, April 21st, we're doing Brazil and Italy from the 70 World Cup Final. And then May 14th at the Toros facility, the Netherlands and West Germany. This is going to be really fun. This was always something I wanted to do, and actually ran into Batiri the artist, and he's the one who's really executed this. But I think this is going to be a great prep and a fun, kind of like-minded thing to get ready for World Cup here in 2026 in Houston. By the way, Raheel, you know Raheel, right, Brian?
Yeah, I've met him. I've heard him on the air forever.
All right, so Raheel says the best break music is Soccer Matters here in Houston.
Well, there you go. That's a good endorsement.
So thank you, Raheel. We appreciate that. We're giving you a little jazz from the Rolling Stones and our great friends at Cactus Music. We'll certainly appreciate it. Vinyl and CDs there. All right, let's get to our final segment tonight, and we got a good one here. He's the Houston Dynamo goalkeeper, played his college soccer at Clemson. He's played with San Jose, it's where he was drafted, up in Austin as well. He is the Dynamo starting goalkeeper. He is Andrew Tarbell. He joins us now. Andrew, thanks for coming on tonight.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. All right, so who do you listen to? I'm sticking on the music thing here just to break the ice. Who do you like listening to?
Oh, man, I have all sorts of stuff. Country, rock, Luke Combs, Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters. They'll do it all. My wife's the DJ, and she's got good taste.
All right. I love that. Eclectic. You're across the board on it. Same here. I do. If you had to pick one band, though, who is it to get you ready for a game?
I'm probably listening to Foo Fighters more than anything else.
Yeah. My producer, Brian McDonald, I'm looking at him through the glass. He's got the thumbs up in the air. He likes your call on Foo Fighters.
Nice.
Yeah, that's some good pump-up music. All right, take us into this game in Columbus, the importance of bouncing back after the Inter-Miami game and having a great game like that and having a good clean sheet and just kind of regaining some things.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just important for us as a group to just have a solid performance. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough game going into Columbus. You know, they score a bunch of goals. You know, they're a possession-oriented team. It's always going to be a difficult game. So I think we just had a good mindset as a team defensively. I think we just had a good idea of what that game was going to be. And the guys just put in a ton of hard work in that game to keep a zero. And we even had a couple opportunities to score that we didn't take. So we were happy with our performance in that game. And you know, we know it's not the prettiest soccer in that particular game, but it's what we needed. You know, what we needed to do to get a result there. So we're happy with it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking in your career, you know, everybody goes through these situations. You come off a game that you don't play well, and you got to reclaim things. You got to reclaim confidence. You got to reclaim team shape. I mean, I think there was a lot more going on out there than maybe all of us know on the outside.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, two home performances. You know, that we're not happy with. So it's just about doubling down on the things that we can control and getting back to work and, you know, staying true to what we know. And that's exactly what we did in the week leading up to Columbus. And, you know, that's what we've been doing this week, is just sticking with what we know works and, you know, working hard as a team to put out good performances.
Five saves in this game for Andrew Tarbell, some good ones as well. Important result there, tying the Columbus Crew. Real Salt Lake is next up for the Houston Dynamo this weekend. Get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Do you watch, Andrew, a lot of the Champions League? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't like, you know, earmark it and make sure I watch the entire game, but we usually have it on our facility, and I'll catch most of the games and most of the, you know, extended highlights. So usually I'm up to date on what's going on in the Champions League.
What changes for you now? Because you are the out-and-out number one. Is anything change for you? Do your habits change? Do mentally you feel different? Does anything change?
Yeah, I mean, of course, mentally things change, right? You know, knowing that I'm going in the game every week, you know, I'm focusing a bit more maybe on the tactical side and the opponent and how the game might shape up. But as far as just daily habits and training and all that kind of stuff, that routine stays the same and has been the same for a long time. But yeah, definitely just the mental side. You know, there's just more coming at you mentally playing every game and dealing with kind of the ups and downs of a performance every week. But that's why you do it. That's why you play the game to have those challenges. So it's been fun.
He's Dynamo goalkeeper Andrew Tarbell. Again, the Dynamo in action this weekend against Real Salt Lake. And the Dynamo have gotten the better of them in recent times. Being the starter, I'm going to take you back now to your times when you're a backup, because that is a real mental exercise. Like, I mean, you got to go to a game and sit on a bench and I would assume be acting as though at any moment you could go in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent, you know, I guess 9 years of my career basically as a backup, right? And so that's a lot of games, you know, on the bench supporting someone else who's in front of you. And, you know, no one really wants to be in that position. And, you know, everyone wants to be on the field and push. And, you know, I've basically done that my whole career, is just continue to push and compete. And, you know, so, and for that reason, I've changed teams and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, now I've been given the opportunity here in Houston to play some games, so I'm grateful for that. And, you know, just continuing the work I've been putting in for years.
Hardworking, collective effort. You know, you got injuries. Eric Svechenko, Franco Escobar have had some problems. It'll be nice to get a settled back four eventually, but a lot of kudos in that last game to Owodesu and Ethan Bartlow in the center back position.
Yeah, they had great games. You know, obviously teams change every year. You know, it just so happens this year we've had a lot of change, you know, in the back, you know, including myself, right? So, you know, we have a sense of urgency as a group to you know, really work together and be on the same page. You know, and I think we kind of reached that, had a good performance in Columbus in that way. So, yeah, super happy with the guys. And again, we just keep pushing forward.
And, you know, you look around the league and the way the league is as a playoff structure league, I mean, you see even the LA Galaxy struggling, right? I mean, they've lost a key striker. You got injuries there. There's a lot of teams that are dealing with issues and dealing without, including Columbus, without a guy like Cucho Hernandez. That's a different team without him. What do you say the Dynamo in? Is this technically a rebuild? Would you use that word?
I mean, I wouldn't use that word. I think, you know, MLS is just such a dynamic league, right? We have, you know, some unique rules and roster rules and transfer rules and that kind of stuff, which lends itself to roster turnover. You know, contracts are usually short, and then you have clubs who are buying and selling players at the same time. And, you know, as the league grows, there's more competition, you know, around the world for guys wanting to come here. So I think it's just a natural thing in this league right now, as it grows and progresses, to just have, you know, these kinds of turnovers, you know, and the front office is constantly trying to evaluate, you know, for this year, next year, 5 years down the road. And, you know, they have plans and all that kind of stuff and scouting networks. And, you know, it's just a constant changing, you know, landscape. And that goes for every team and every roster. And I guess the last few years I was here, you know, our roster didn't change too much with, you know, the players we had. And I think that just kind of comes to like contract lengths and things like that. And, you know, a lot of contracts were up at the end of last year. And so there was, you know, quite a bit of turnover, but, you know, just like you mentioned with other teams, it's pretty consistent around, around the league. And so it's really about, you know, having good preseasons and, you know, really trying to gel early on in the year. And again, we joke in the locker room about MLS. I mean, you win two games and you can jump, you know, eight places in the standings. And, you know, we've seen Seattle Sounders be in the bottom half of the table and come back and win MLS Cup and, you know, make the playoffs every year and things like that. So, you know, there's examples all around the league of teams turning over and having ups and downs throughout the season. And that's kind of our thoughts in the locker room is to just stick to what we know and continue forward. And, you know, the results will come for us.
Is that a good or a bad thing that you can win two or three games and all of a sudden jump up a bunch of I guess it's a good thing if you're near the bottom of the standings. But you know what I'm saying? Like for you, the player, as you dissect that and that's in your mind, is that a good or a bad thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I mean, for us right now, it's a good thing, right? Because we want to win a game or two here and get ourselves going. So yep. For us right now, it's a great thing. But, you know, as far as the league or how fans, you know, see the league, you know, do they want to see like one or two teams like always winning? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yep. Andrew Tarbell joining us, Dynamo goalkeeper, Dynamo in action against Real Salt Lake. Speaking of changes, they've got some as well. So that's a different team coming in this weekend. I'm always interested in watching goalkeeper coaches after the game. Sometimes I see them go right to their goalkeeper and start talking. Can you take us behind that curtain a little bit? When you work with Tim Hanley, who's got this great reputation as a goalkeeper coach, but like, what are some of the things he might say to you in a game or right after a game? And then how do you kind of absorb all that?
Yeah, so with Tim, you know, I've got a great relationship. This is the third team I've been with Tim. So I think we just know each other really well. And I think, you know, immediately following a game, we will both know, you know, how my performance was. So we kind of leave the analysis for, you know, a couple days after the game to kind of analyze, you know, how the game went and then start preparing for the next one. So, you know, in the immediate aftermath of games, you know, we kind of leave it, you know, leave the discussion for the next day or two because, you know, in the moment, emotions can be high, either high or low. And you know, we're really on the same page and just have a good idea on how the performance went. So there's no, like, crazy sense of urgency right there, you know, after the game to discuss what was going on. So I think we're just pretty like-minded and have a good understanding of what we want, you know, out of that position and what he wants out of me. And, you know, and I have a good understanding of his reactions and that kind of stuff. So, that's kind of how our relationship works.
So after a great game like that and training this week, is it about just maintaining Andrew Tarbell or is there a specific thing maybe he says, hey, we want to work on? Because you're coming off a great game.
Nothing really in particular. You know, that for me, my routine, you know, stays the same for the most part, but we're always trying to find little things. You know, you can always get better, so we're always nitpicking at little things, trying to improve in those areas and give some time and training to those things. But really, like, the focus is on, you know, the team and what we're doing as a team technically and all that kind of stuff to get results. So mostly the same routine for me, but always trying to, you know, improve in certain areas.
Andrew, thank you so much for coming on live tonight. You made the show. We appreciate that. We wish you the best of luck against Real Salt Lake this weekend. Keep up the great work, and thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Andrew Tarbell. Good stuff there from Andrew, as the Dynamo will be in action against this weekend against Real Salt Lake at home.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.